Welcome, everyone. I'm Gianna Robastiano.
And I'm Christina Boschman. And we are manifesting miracles together.
Today, we are talking about finding comfort in the discomfort. And this is definitely, it's a fun topic. I mean, all of them are fun topics.
Well, it is, because it's about getting out of your comfort zone, because we grow when we're out of our comfort zones.
Oh, yeah. So much growth happens when you're out there doing things that you're not necessarily comfortable doing, and doing something that you wouldn't normally do.
Yeah, like when back a long time ago now, I was approached to do a sales job. And my first reaction was, I don't want to do sales. Because, you know, probably 3/4 of sales is rejection. Who wants to do that? So the woman who had come to me, she said, I think you'd be really good at this job. You have a good personality for it. You believe in the product. Mm-hmm. And it would be a really good combination to become a representative of that product. I'm sure that the look on my face was, yeah, probably not. And she was the first person that ever said that to me. She said, you are living in your comfort zone. And unless you get out of your comfort zone, you're not going to grow. She goes, don't you want to grow?
That's so true.
Well, it was absolutely true. And I took the job. And for 4 years in a row, I was their top salesperson.
That's incredible to think that. And before, you didn't think like, oh my God, me? I can't do that. And then you did it.
Right. And the other part was, because this was before we all had GPSs on our phone,
God, yeah.
And I had this fear of getting lost, because I still can't read a map, you know, all these years later. And everybody that knows me jokes about me being geographically challenged. So I not only had to get comfortable with cold calling, I had to get comfortable with driving places where I had no idea where I was going, and trying to rely on a map that I was always struggling to understand if the map was upside down. Or am I supposed to read it sideways? I don't know.
Wow, that's so stressful. Before GPS days, imagine that.
Yeah, if you stop and think about that.
Yeah, like I couldn't. I would definitely be geographically challenged too.
Oh my God, one time when I had just moved in, this is how geographically challenged I am. I have to digress for a moment. I had just moved into the neighborhood. Excuse me. And I was driving around. I had gone to go wherever it was I was going. And when I came back, one of the roads was blocked. And they sent us in another direction. I drove around for a full half an hour. It turned out I was only 3 blocks from my house.
Oh my God.
I was getting into panic state because I had no idea where I was. And I didn't have a map in the car. Not that it would have really helped me. And I got into that space of panic until I saw something that I recognized.
Wow.
And then I said, oh, there it is. Like, oh my God. And that was right before she offered me that job.
Wow. That's so crazy.
So I challenged myself
to
get out there and not be nervous about getting lost like that.
You made it through.
I did. And I lived to tell the tale.
You lived to tell the tale. And for me, this year has been definitely, well, I guess we're into a new year, but the 2022 was the year I definitely made it a point to just get out of my comfort zone. I had realized since a long time, I mean, since 2020, I was totally in my comfort zone. I wasn't doing anything. I was living with my parents at the time long before that, but I was just in my bedroom watching like The Housewives, just distracting myself from my life and not doing anything. And at that time, everything was closed down, but then things started opening up in 2021, And I was too scared to go back and reach out to my old bandmates or look for a new guitar player. So that year I wasn't doing anything. I am a musician, if you guys haven't.
Yeah, if you haven't listened to us before.
So at that time I wasn't doing anything. I was just kind of hiding out in my room, probably snacking out, eating a bunch of food and watching bad reality TV and just totally distracting myself. And I was in my comfort zone, afraid to kind of leave that room and see what life has to offer. In 2022, I decided I'm not doing that anymore. I need to get out of this funk and push myself to do different. I mean, it wasn't pushing myself. I mean, it kind of was in a way.
It was. You were breaking out of a habit.
Yeah, I was
breaking. It becomes a habit then.
Oh, it definitely
being
was.
In your comfort zone is a bad habit.
Yeah, it was. And I did that. I remember one time Christina and I were talking and I just kept talking like, oh, I need to find a guitar player. I need to find a guitar player. And I was talking about this in a couple episodes ago with, I think it was Overthinking. And I just kept talking about it and talking. She was like, you haven't done anything. You've just like overthought this whole entire thing. And I was like, oh my God, like she's totally right. I didn't do anything to go out of my way to find a guitar player. I was just talking about it. And that was like a comfortable thing for me. I felt uncomfortable creating a flyer, reaching out to people I didn't know, and yada, yada. And then I found a guitar player. And then I just kind of went through this process and I was uncomfortable the whole entire time. I mean, honestly, I'm uncomfortable-ish kind of right now in my life because I'm still putting myself out there.
Yeah, I mean, and I've been doing the same thing because we actually have a corporate development piece of Manifesting Miracles Together that we started as corporate trainings. We had started working on it last year. So I started reaching out on LinkedIn. I got a leads group working for me, making me appointments with people all over the world that are interested in the work that we're doing. And when I first started, I was so intimidated by going, because I was targeting CEOs of bigger corporations that would have money for wellness training. And the first few meetings that I had with these people were so intimidating because I was so completely out of my comfort zone. And I think I know what a good presentation would be, and I think I can do this. So I have gotten ridiculously comfortable with it. And last week I was laughing because I said to my husband, there was one night when I finished up my work, I said, well, this morning at 7 o'clock, I was in China and I just finished my day in Australia. Oh. And I also was in Great Britain today, as well as the United States on Zoom.
Wow, amazing.
Yeah, just going out and meeting people and you get more and more comfortable. Like this morning, I didn't sleep very well last night. I was not feeling so hot this morning and I had a meeting set up this morning. And you know how you get into your head when, oh boy, you know, I hope I don't start tripping over my words or forgetting what I'm going to say or whatever. And I get this guy on Zoom and he was super nice. And I started talking and sure enough, all of a sudden my words went right out of my head. And I could have panicked, but I didn't. I just stopped and I said, oh, I'm so sorry. I go, I don't feel all that great today. I almost postponed this meeting. But because I was afraid that this was going to happen. And he just started laughing. And he goes, no, I'm kind of feeling the same way today. That's totally fine.
That's great, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't like this big thing.
Exactly.
You weren't going to get shamed or, you know.
Exactly.
It's just you're being human.
Exactly. That's what it is. And I think that that's the point right there. You just made it. We're just being human. It's human to be uncomfortable.
Yes.
In situations that you are not, that you've not experienced before, or it's not something that you are 100% comfortable with. And even like going out and speaking with people, I have, they seem like they're interested, like they've requested a meeting, but I know nothing about them when I get on the calls with them except what their LinkedIn profile says. It's just human.
It is.
To be a little uncertain.
Definitely.
Or say you're going for a job interview, right? Mm-hmm. You think you want the job, and you go into the interview, and we go to these interviews, and all nervous, right? Oh, no, I hope they like my resume. I hope they like me. And I remember empowering myself at one point in my life with saying, wait a second, I'm bringing the talent.
Yes.
Why am I so nervous about that? And I think when we turn it around and say, I have the skill they're looking for, it empowers us and we don't need to be uncomfortable then. It's only uncomfortable because we don't know the person we're going to interview. Mm-hmm. We think we know about the company. We think we might want something like that, but we don't really know. So we're in that uncomfortable, you know, kind of like walking on the quicksand. We don't know if we're going to fall in or not.
Mm-hmm. It's just the unknown of it all. I mean, everything's unknown, but the thinking of it and the before it happens, it's uncomfortable. But then when it happens, you're like, oh my gosh, like back to me looking for guitar players, getting back out there into the music scene. That was uncomfortable. I'm so grateful that I got out of my comfort zone, and I did that because I have so many opportunities in my life. And although I'm uncomfortable right now because there's an awesome opportunity that I have, it's kind of exciting at the same time to keep going out there and going out of your comfort zone. It's like, ooh, what's next? How do I get uncomfortable next to bring something else in? And it's all growth. It's all, you're growing through all of these. I feel like if you're staying in your comfort zone, you're always going to get like the same results. You're always going to, what is that quote? Like if you do what you always done, you're always going to get
the same results.
Whatever. It's like some little saying, but I remember hearing that back in 2021 or whatever. And I was like, oh no, that's what I'm doing. I'm getting the same result, watching Housewives, eating like just not so great food and
French fries. Admit it, it's French fries.
Yeah, it's French fries. And yes, I still eat French fries today, but it's a balance of taking action and going out of my comfort zone and then maybe giving myself some French fries to reward myself too. It's just like getting out of there, that comfort zone is so important for growth in your life. I can't imagine being like older and looking back in my life and not doing the things that I was afraid to do and just staying in that space.
And I think that is such a good point too, because so many people like look back on their lives and say, boy, I wish I did this. I wish. And I know from that moment, her name was Annette, that woman that challenged me to take that sales job. That was a turning point in my life because I realized that she was right. And there were so many things that I was uncomfortable with or that I was fearful of because I had never done them before. I think I was telling you that earlier when my kids were young and they would be getting nervous, like all uncomfortable, like the first time they're going to try out for a play or the first time they're going to the ball field or the soccer field and being all nervous, Mom, I don't want to go. And I would always say, the first time you do anything, it's scary.
Definitely.
And the second time, it's still scary. And over time, you just get more and more comfortable. Like for me, when I knew I was going to have to go out and talk about my book, Let My Legacy Be Love, I decided to go and to Toastmasters, which if you don't know what Toastmasters is, it's an organization where you can go and practice public speaking. And you're in a very supportive atmosphere with other people that are trying to develop that skill themselves. Going to that first meeting, I was so nervous. And then I challenged myself after being there for probably a couple of months to do my first speech. And getting up in front of that room, and I even took off my glasses And I told them, and I made it part of my speech because I have double vision. So when I take my glasses off, there's two of each person in the room. So instead of having 15 people in the room, I'd be looking at 30.
Wow.
So I challenged myself that way, and I made it part of my speech. So, and in time, it got easier and easier. So now I challenge myself, what I'm doing with that group now is I challenge myself to go there and do an off-the-cuff speech, something that I haven't practiced.
Wow, that's great practice.
Yeah, and it's really good practice because sometimes you'll find yourself in a situation where you have to come up with something to say like super quick. Mm-hmm. And so I'm challenging myself to do that.
That's
so far, I think I've done three of them.
Wow, that's amazing. And such great exposure therapy to put yourself out and do that, because at the end of the day, it's not the end of the world if you're out of your comfort zone doing something, like, you know.
Right.
So something that has helped me like tremendously with this is just looking back like at a time where I was super, super afraid to do something, and I was overthinking and in my mind worried about it. And now I am where I am today looking back. I'm like, oh my God, that wasn't even a big deal. So when I go through certain things in my life, like for instance, this opportunity, I'm sure this time next year, I'm going to be looking back on it and be like, I'm so proud of myself that I ended up going out on stage with this big band and not just denying it and saying I can't do that. It's right. Just in looking at that, kind of like jumping ahead of time or jumping back in the past where you had had something that totally scared you and you did it anyways, and referencing back, then whatever you're about to do seems a little less scary and you feel a little more comfortable because you know it's temporary. The discomfort is temporary and you will move past it.
Exactly. And I want to bring it back to a second because Gianna mentioned exposure therapy. And we have talked about this in the past. And we're just going to say here, we're not therapists.
No.
We're none of those things. We've just used these principles ourselves.
Definitely.
So the exposure therapy is putting yourself in some place where you're super uncomfortable. Like when I first started, I had terrible stage fright. I mean, I was a singer-songwriter. As long as I had my guitar in front of me, I was fine. But to have to take that guitar off the front of me was terrifying to me. So I would go and I would make myself talk and I would take my glasses off so there'd be double the number of people in the room. And I would do all these things that would make me super uncomfortable in that organization. They have something that's called table topics where you get up and you do a 2-minute impromptu speech on a topic. So there are things that you can do for yourself in your life to put yourself in that uncomfortable position to help yourself grow past something. So if there's something that's holding you back in your life, like maybe you're terrified of frogs because of something that happened to you when you were a little kid.
Yeah, or anything. Literally anything.
It could be absolutely anything. And I only say the frog because I think frogs are kind of cool, but a lot of people don't like them.
That's so interesting. For me, actually, it was dogs. I was petrified of dogs. I used to jump on tables at Christmas dinner because I was afraid the dog was gonna eat me.
Oh, isn't
or whatever.
Strange.
Now obsessed with dogs, love dogs more than humans sometimes, no offense humans, but but my parents helped me with this. Mm-hmm. With my stepdad had a dog, her name was Madison, golden retriever, literally the best dog in the whole entire world. She just didn't care about people, like she knew that I was like afraid of dogs. Mm-hmm. So she wouldn't go near me at all. She would just stay where she was and I would be screaming at the top of my lungs. Meanwhile, this poor dog's like, what is her problem?
Right.
Like, what am I? She's not doing anything. And as time went on, I got closer to Madison. I loved that dog, and then I loved dogs and I wasn't afraid of them anymore. And it was just taking baby steps towards that fear.
To overcome it.
Yeah.
Right. So we thought we would offer you some tools that have worked for us in getting out of the uncomfortable zone and becoming comfortable in the discomfort.
Yes. One of my favorite mantras, affirmations that I use. I have it on a post-it note in my room, and it's literally the same exact thing we just said, but it's just, I find comfort in the discomfort. And I always repeat this, especially when I'm feeling like not so great, because it just kind of has this whoosh, like good feeling about it. It's like, okay, I find comfort. There's something to find comfortable in this situation.
Right, because it's like anything, if you look at it closely, there's always something good there.
Yes.
Something that you're familiar with.
Definitely.
In uncomfortable possession.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's just noticing what pretty shoes you have on, to kind of take your mind off of the pounding in your chest or the nerves. Like I get like this sound in my head. I've always gotten like this buzzing sound when I get really nervous in my head. Mm-hmm. So there's something for you to focus on.
Yes.
And by repeating things, you have a mantra that you repeat in those situations. And I love what you said about the post-it notes. Like you take a post-it note and you post it somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Somewhere where you see it every day, whether it's like before you leave your house, you have it right near like the door or something, or mm-hmm. in your bathroom or anywhere.
Even on the console of your car.
Oh, yes. I used to do that all the time.
Yep. Yeah. And so one of the ones that I started using years ago, and I honestly don't remember why. And now when I repeat it, I immediately go into a meditative state. And that one is, I am love, I am light. And I am, and I am love, and I am light. That's what I'm here to be.
I love that. And I remember Christina had shared this with me, and then she said it before we started. I was like, oh my gosh, I have to use that again. Because when you're in like, especially uncomfortable situations and you're feeling fear, that just almost like, crushes the fear. Not crushes it, it just like replaces it
with
good positive energy.
Right, because that's what it's all about. So some other ones that you might say, you're going into a job interview or you're going into a difficult conversation with the boss or something. How about, I am capable? If somebody's questioning your ability in a situation, I am capable.
I love
instead
that.
Of going into that question of like, oh, maybe I did a bad job, maybe I'm not good at this. We all do that. Maybe I'm not good at, maybe I shouldn't be doing this. How about, I am capable?
Yeah, cancel out those thoughts and just replace like, no, I am capable, I am valuable. You know yourself best, you know yourself better than anybody else, and just keep saying that. And another one is, I am unique. I love this one. This definitely is one of my favorite ones that I love saying, because I feel good about myself.
Yeah, and I think my husband always jokes, because he always goes, you are unique, just like everybody else. But we don't embrace our uniqueness. And I think that's such an important thing to do. I am not like anybody else. I have some similarities to other people, but I am unique.
Yes.
I am uniquely made.
I love that. That came from a meditation, actually, that you had shared with me, mm-hmm. too. But that one's so great, too. Like, I'm unique. And there might be those that are similar to me, but I am... I don't remember
exactly. Yeah, I can't remember the exact phrasing, words
but it's
either.
Great. And another good one that I use this, like, a lot, like, every day almost. And I'm so lucky, everything's always working out for me. And just even when things seem like they're not working out, I feel like I see things moving around elsewhere to make it work for me. And I feel like everyone can use that, and it can work in their own way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because a lot of times you're feeling like, oh, something didn't work out. But you know what? Maybe you dodged a bullet.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
Because things will work out for your best. You stay on that path of believing that that's true. It might take time. And it might take time for you to even realize that that worked out for you.
Yeah.
For the absolute best.
I feel like it definitely takes some solid believing in that. But also looking at a time in your life where something didn't work out. Maybe it was a job that you really wanted, but then you got something way better, or a relationship that didn't work out, and then something came in way better. You can apply it to your past, your experiences, and then that can help you truly believe that you are so lucky because everything's working out for you.
Mm-hmm. And one that I think is super important, because a lot of people feel that they don't deserve the best, but to say, I deserve good things, because we all deserve good things.
Yes.
None of us are perfect people. No. We've all done things that we wish we could take back. We wish we hadn't done.
100%.
But that doesn't mean that if you've got something like that in your mind and you're letting something like that block you, it does not mean that you don't deserve good things in your life. It just means that you made a mistake.
Yeah.
Maybe you made a bunch of mistakes and you're on a new path. You deserve good things. So it's like, I deserve good things.
I love that. I'm gonna start using that one too. For some reason, that's like a thing. People don't think they're deserving.
Right.
Or other people deserve better things or whatever, but we're all equal. We all deserve good.
We all deserve good. And good is different for every person.
Yeah, it could mean too. So many different things.
Right. And understanding, where is the good?
Yeah, seeing
you know,
the good
that's
in things.
That's another thing to think about.
Definitely.
What is the good in a situation? Because when we look for the good in a situation, even in something that seems dark or bad, something good will come out of it, even if it's just more growth on your growth path.
Yeah, there's always the good in something that you could find.
Yeah, and I think that that's something really important to kind of keep in mind. And I think the last one we'll leave you with is, I am worthy.
Yes, I am worthy.
Because a lot of people feel that they're not. And it's like, why not? It's kind of the same as, I deserve good things.
It is.
I am worthy. I deserve good things. To even take those two and bolt them together.
I love that. That's a good one.
So we will leave you here. And why don't you go ahead and follow us on social media?
Yes, we're on Facebook and Instagram. You can check out our website. It is www.manifestingmiraclestogether.com.
Yeah, and send us an email.
Yes.
If you have a mantra that you really like, that's worked really well for you, and you have a story with that mantra, we would love to do another podcast episode just reading some of the mantras that people have left,
that left us,
and share the stories that you have. Because this is about us building a better world together as a community. So it's not just about Gianna and I.
No.
It's about all of us together.
It is. It truly is. So send those stories and affirmations, and we would love to share them and build that community.
Yeah, absolutely. So until next time,
I'm Gianna Robustiano.
And I'm Christina Boscheman.
And we are manifesting miracles together.